This is Helena Knutson, and this is the best of Life on the Hill. Welcome to Life on the Hill, a broadcast production of KCLW 900 AM, recorded in a secret location on the Hamilton ISD campus, where no one will find us, and sponsored by Woody's Hamburgers, located at 201 North Rice Street in Hamilton, Texas. I'm Helena Knutson.
And I'm Clementine Cooper. Each week, we bring you what's going on with the lives of students at Hamilton ISD. From news to current events to sports, we've got it all right here on Life on the Hill.
If you're in the mood for a juicy, mouth-watering burger, head on down to Woody's Hamburgers. Not only do they use fresh ingredients, but their burgers are cooked to perfection every time. So what are you waiting for? Hurry to Woody's Hamburgers and pick up some deliciousness today. If you're a burger lover, then trust me, this is the place for you. Woody's Hamburgers, 201 North Rice Street in Hamilton.
This is Helena Knutson, and this is the best of Life on the Hill. We're back with more Life on the Hill, and we have a special guest here with us today to tell us about this week's football game.
Miguel Gonzalez, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Now, Miguel, how does it feel that this week will be the very first game of the season?
Oh, we're all excited on the team, and we're just ready to play on our yard and show Boxville what we have.
Yes, this is a big game for the Bulldogs, and you as a senior, how do you feel?
I'm pretty sad about it, but at the same time, I'm ready for it. I'm trying to leave no regret on the field this year.
That's good. So this is your third year on the varsity football team, correct?
Yes, it is.
All right, so how has the team dynamic and leadership roles changed since your first year on varsity?
I just feel like we've all matured and grown up now, and we've all been playing together probably since seventh grade, and so we've just all just grown and just gotten better every day from seventh grade to right now.
Yeah, just been putting in all that work literally since seventh
grade.
That's
great.
That's crazy. To add on to Helena's question, obviously we know that all of you seniors are the leader of the pack this year, but how do you show that through practice and the game?
So we just try to hustle, and then we just try to set standards, and then we just try to become good role models for the young guys and the guys we have on the team, so we can just see them and as a group leave everything on the field.
And like how they can grow up to try to be like y'all, you know?
Exactly.
And that's amazing.
As a JV team.
I feel like you guys are going to teach them so many amazing things so that next year when those seniors come up, they're going to be great.
Exactly.
All right, so now Miguel, I have to ask you, do you have any like crazy pregame rituals? Because I've heard some crazy stuff.
I do. Normally, we go out and eat as a team, and then as we come back, I usually take a pregame nap. Like having coffee in the mornings, you have to have
your pregame nap.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Do you have a song too that you listen to?
I usually listen to what Carson has on his phone on the speaker. I mean, there's nothing crazy, but I mean, that's all I just
listen to.
There's no
around a pole three times.
Yeah, don't
touching
wash
your
jersey.
No.
Yeah. Don't wash your jersey for like a week.
No.
Ew.
But yeah, usually before we go out there, I usually say like an athlete's prayer, and then we just all circle up as a team and then have a prayer, and then we go out there and shine.
That's amazing. Because I've heard some like crazy stuff. Like people
from
do
like
some
other schools or Hamilton.
Just like in general, like those NFL players, I've heard that they do some crazy stuff.
Ew,
and I was like
superstition, I bet so.
Yeah.
And then I have another question for you. Like, how is the JV, whenever y'all practice against them, do you feel like y'all are getting better?
I do. I mean, we try to help them out, too, to give it their all. Because, I mean, sometimes, it's hot. And then, I mean, we're all miserable. So, I mean, we just all try to, like, pet
push
each other
through,
in the back.
Yeah.
And just, like, tell us or, like, tell each other to, like, just keep going. I mean, we're all in it together, so.
Thank you so much, Miguel.
This is Helena Knutson, and this is the best of Life on the Hill.
you're in the mood for a juicy, mouth-watering burger, head on down to Woody's Hamburgers. Not only do they use fresh ingredients, but their burgers are cooked to perfection every time. So what are you waiting for? Hurry to Woody's Hamburgers and pick up some deliciousness today. If you're a burger lover, then trust me, this is the place for you. Woody's Hamburgers, 201 North Rice Street in Hamilton.
This is Helena Knutson, and this is the best of Life on the Hill. And we are back with Life on the Hill. Here to talk to us about the Lady Dogs volleyball team is Fern Olalde, setter for the Hamilton Lady Dogs volleyball team.
Hi, I'm Fernando Olalde, or Fern as everyone else calls me, and this is my fourth year playing for the varsity volleyball program here at Hamilton.
Now, last year, you guys only lost three players to graduation. Do you guys think that you have a bit of an advantage because your team has so much history playing together?
Definitely. A lot of us have been playing with each other since seventh grade, since junior high athletics, and we have had some new girls move in during freshman, sophomore year, but we're also really close friends, so it also helps for communication on the court and stuff, but I definitely think that we have an advantage with all of our team being seniors and all of us always playing together.
Fern, we are so excited to hear about how amazing the Lady Bulldogs are doing this year. But I have to ask, I mean, do you think that you guys have any like weaknesses or struggles that are really going to get you, especially like coming up here in the next few rounds?
For district, our district is honestly they're not the best, but we do have one competition. I would say our biggest competition would definitely be Toler. And we lost to them our sophomore year district and we came up runner-ups. But last year we won district undefeated and we beat them twice. But definitely they're going to be our biggest competition for our district-wise. And then playoff-wise, we did really good last year, and I'd say our biggest competition would be the state champion, which was Winthorst last year.
That's crazy. I mean, y'all did super good last year, and I think this year you guys are going to do amazing. And all I have to say is congratulations on 1,000 sets in your high school career. Uh-huh. That is outstanding. You and Campbell Lingefeld both have that.
So, Fern, this season has been starting off so strong, and you and the rest of the team continue to give it your all on and off the court. So what are your hopes for the Lady Dogs this season?
I definitely think that one of our biggest hopes is to make it as far as we did last year in the playoffs or even more. And if we beat the state champions, then we can definitely go like way far as well.
One of our core values here on Life on the Hill and here at Hamilton ISD is leadership. How do you and the other seniors show leadership on and off the court?
Well, one way is that we've definitely been on varsity since we were younger, just because that's how like seniors, whenever we were freshmen, we had seniors, but they graduated and moved on. So then whenever we were sophomores, we had to step up and be leaders from that age. So we've always been leaders since we were younger. And I feel like everyone just looks up to us because they know that we're responsible and that we can be looked up to as well.
It's a good like quality to have. Thank you so much for being here, Fern.
This is Helena Knutson, and this is the best of Life on the Hill.
If you're in the mood for a juicy, mouth-watering burger, head on down to Woody's Hamburgers. Not only do they use fresh ingredients, but their burgers are cooked to perfection every time. So what are you waiting for? Hurry to Woody's Hamburgers and pick up some deliciousness today. If you're a burger lover, then trust me, this is the place for you. Woody's Hamburgers, 201 North Rice Street in Hamilton.
This is Helena Knutson, and this is the best of Life on the Hill.
Back with Life on the Hill.
Today, we have a special guest. She's a legend on and off the course. She's never late, and don't you debate it, she is Kate the Great Lingefeld.
Hi, everybody.
Obviously, we know that there is almost this legacy with the Lingefeld family and running. How does it feel for you to be part of this legacy?
It's really cool to be a part of a family that's been in the same sport throughout their entire career. So it's like 8 years of Lingefelds, and there's still more to come. And my cousins and just my entire family. So it's just really just cool.
That's really interesting. Well, because I know, like, it's a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and that's just amazing that you guys, like, carry it down.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Now, I do want to ask you, because we asked Kylie this question. Mm-hmm. Do you have, like, a strategy going into these races?
Most of the time, depending on where we are, if there's competition there, Massengale always gets me on one girl, tells me what exactly she looks like, what uniform they're wearing, and I look at her the entire race, and I just chase her.
I wish I could do that. I do not run. I do not run. I'm a power lifter.
So running
is not for me, but like I wish I had that mindset of like, I'm just going to follow that one person. Knowing me, I would fall like way far behind and not catch up with them.
Yeah. Do you have any like race day traditions or after race? We asked Kyler this and...
You know, I don't really have any. I normally just do some like breathing exercises before the race just to calm my nerves a little bit, but that's all I really
do. You have an after race snack? Like, is there something that you're just like, I
always
need
eat
this.
Pickles.
I was going to say, I wrote down in here, I was like, I know there was something with pickles, but I wasn't 100% sure, but I was like, there's somebody ate pickles. Uh-huh. Now, obviously we know like the Hoka course y'all ran last week was the state course. How do you feel about that course?
So I actually didn't get to run that course last week, but like structured, I guess, it was very hilly and it's very much structured like the state course. And there's a lot of looping around and it was just... A lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot. It looks
lots of different like obstacles. Mm-hmm. How have you been since your injury, and do you think that it'll set you back?
So my injury is kind of mentally setting me back a little bit. I have to go get a CAT scan today to see how long my recovery is. So it's either 6 weeks or 3 months. So I have to figure out which one it is.
Oh gosh.
And hopefully it's a 6 week, and maybe I can push back for state. Maybe not. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. So
we hope the best for you. That is it's terrible. Mm-hmm. All these like injuries that these athletes. Like I said. Before these athletes put in so much like on their body. Luckily I only have like a one season sport, so I'm like good until like December.
Yeah.
I'm just relaxing and watching,
chilling it out.
But thank you so much for being here, Kate.
Yes. Signing out, I'm Clementine Cooper,
and I'm Helena Knutson, and this is Life on the Hill.